Yeah, that is us, Community Connection, KGMI, Newstalk 790, KGMI.com, and on the FM dial at 96.5 FM in Bellingham. I'm Bill Davis. I think I have talked about all the platforms now. Got those out of the way. Time to talk golf with my good friend Brian Krulak. He is the director. Are you ever gonna graduate to executive director of Sudden Valley Golf?
I don't know. I might have to bring you in to see if you can help get me a bump
in
my title.
We need to do some lobbying.
Yeah, that's
there.
Right.
Make you
that's
executive
right.
Director.
Maybe you'll be my agent.
Yeah. I could do a little of that 10% Brian Krulak money.
Yeah, we have to talk about that.
maybe 8%.
Yeah, 5 sounds good.
Yeah, of course it does. Man, what a negotiator. Brian Krulak, right. Sudden Valley Golf, is with us. And hey, did you get your last Audi Bellingham Winter Series tournament in, the snow was just really futzing around with you guys.
I know. We actually feel like we got pretty lucky. On February 25th, we got the Chapman best ball in between snowstorms,
there
was
right?
literally snow on Friday and snow on Sunday.
Wow.
But Saturday was the event. We got it in, so we feel like the stars were kind of lining up for us, and Mother Nature gave us a break.
Do you just have to wait until the snow melts, or do you have big Zamboni machines or heating machines that you can get rid of it?
We would love to have heating machines underneath the golf course, but no, sadly we don't. We just have to wait for Mother Nature to take care of it for
us. Is there such a thing as a heated golf course?
There's not, but there are some courses of really, really crazy high-end places that have systems underneath their greens, have heating systems and special drainage systems that literally sucks the water out electrically.
Yeah.
So, there are some places, and there's football fields that do it. The technology's out there. So there are some golf courses that have it just on their greens, but it's insanely expensive.
Oh, I can imagine. So not for Sudden Valley in the near future,
no,
right?
No, nowhere in this region has it.
I would think you'd rather put your money towards amenities and nice things for people.
Exactly.
And play golf there
exactly.
as opposed to keeping a heated green.
Exactly, because the reality is on days like that, it's the outside temperature is so cold that not many people really want to play anyway. So it's not like you're going to rake in crazy amounts of revenue. So.
Sure. Yeah. Well, okay, so now all the preliminary tournaments are over for the Audi Bellingham Winter Series. Now you got the championship coming
up,
right?
You do. Yeah, it's down to the championship. It's on Saturday, March 18th, so we're excited about that. We're expecting a really good turnout for that one. We're going to have lunch afterwards. We're going to have this cool KP of KP contests, which is new.
Okay, you have to tell me what that
is. Yeah, so everybody over the course of the first 8 events of the series, everyone who's got a KP, which is a closest to the pin contest, which is a crazy acronym that it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Yeah. So,
but it's okay.
Yeah, you don't want to look too deeply into that one. But anybody who's, for every event, we have 3 or 4 closest to the pin contests during the event. And so anyone over the course of the series who has won one of those, they have qualified for our KP of KP. So we are going to at the end of the event on Saturday the 18th, we're gonna have a KP contest with all those people. It's gonna be on the 18th hole, so everyone will be sitting around the 18th green watching. There'll be a big gallery and there'll be a men's and a women's division, so they'll shoot for a grand prize.
So that sounds like a kind of a wild card division of golf, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's gonna be cool. We see it being a really fun deal with people hooting, hollering, and should be lots of fun.
Oh, you mean? Do they get to yell when they're putting?
No, they're not going to be any putts.
Oh,
they're just going to hit a shot from about 125 yards out to see who gets it closest.
But can they yell and scream while they are swinging?
This will be a little different.
None of this gentleman's golf rules.
No, this one will probably be a little raucous.
Maybe some air horns and starters pistols.
I don't know. You're going next level, Bill.
That's me, buddy.
That's right.
No, we're talking with Brian Krulak. He's the director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course. Now, with the championship, this is where all the other people who have won or done really good in the previous tournaments, right? And then they all battle it for the championship.
Anyone can play in the event, but the reality is the series points list is getting tight. It's like right down to the end. So everyone's kind of shooting for their positions because you get prizes based on your finish in the series long points. Total. So there's people who are all vying to get into that top five, who get paid for
what's
their
the what's the top prize on this? Can you mention?
I can tell you. Yes, $500 in golf shop credit for
Sweet.
The. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So
you get one of those funny golf hats for that.
Oh man, not funny golf hats. Beautiful golf hats, and they do not come with a bowl of soup. You do not get a bowl of soup.
See, you're going Caddyshack on me.
Exactly.
That's exactly what you buy this hat, and you get a free bowl of soup.
I knew where you were going.
Very nice. Yeah. But $500 credit, that's pretty good stuff.
It is. And it's kind of fun to watch people. We publish the results, obviously, on the website. So the totals are always there. The totals are up in the golf shop. So people are always popping in to the golf shop and popping online to check and see how they're doing in the overall series standings.
Oh, so it's fun, but it's also, they take it very seriously.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. That's a perfect way to, people are competitive and they're trying hard and they're excited about the competition part of it. But ultimately, it's just a really fun way to spend the winter.
Will you tell me, though, that people can still enter for this last?
Yeah, anybody can play. It's totally open, so you don't have to have qualified at a certain level. The only thing you have to have qualified for would be that KP right. contest at the end. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you the website here in just a moment. As I said, we are speaking with Brian Krulak, Sudden Valley Golf. You got something coming up. It's called the PGA Junior League?
Yeah. Yeah,
you have any details you can let us know?
Yeah, I do. It's really exciting. It's our second year of doing the PGA Junior League, and it's the best way to look at it. It's kind of it's golf on the Little League baseball model.
Oh,
So it's for kids 8 to 15 years old. Skill level does not matter. There's a spot for everybody in the team. So it's really, that's where it really differs in that golf, junior golf has been kind of focused on the competitive and the highly skilled players. And there's always been places for them to play, but there really hasn't been a great avenue for kids to get involved in the game at a level where they don't have to have any previous experience. Mm-hmm. So the PGA, has started this initiative several years ago and they're putting a lot of resources into it. A lot of time in terms of studying, making sure that the formatting is done properly. And they've just done a wonderful job. So this will be our second year being involved, and we had a good team last year, and it's really fun. And again, just girls, boys, aged 8 to 15, experience needed at all. You can literally have never touched a golf club before, and you can come play in the league. It's crazy. The kids had a great time last year. We're really excited about it.
Excellent. Well, you'll tell us more about that, of course, as it gets closer.
Sure.
Is this for the summer, probably?
Mm-hmm. We'll start. The information will get out here end of March, and then we'll start signups in April, May, and the league's going to run. That's the one thing that's a little bit up in the air, the dates. Last year it ran from late May to early July, so we're not still quite sure yet when the dates are going to be, but that's probably be in that similar, sometime middle of May.
Maybe you need to push it back to August just in case it snows in May or June.
I'm hoping that this snow.
No. You guys still doing the dynamic pricing?
We are,
at Sudden Valley Golf?
Yeah, it's getting to be that time of year now. We're in March now, so actual regular normal golf is starting to start. starting
normal
up again.
Golf.
So people are now starting to go to our website, which is www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. Mm-hmm. You can go there and find out great pricing based on when you want to play. If you have some flexibility on what the time of the day or the day of the week, you can find some really good value on that deal.
I don't know if I've asked you this before. Are you guys on Facebook?
We are on
you
Facebook.
You have a Facebook page?
We do have a Sudden Valley Golf and Country Club.
Actually, they just go into the search engine on Facebook and just put Sudden Valley Golf.
We do, it'll pop up.
So you got a lot of good stuff on there. I'm assuming that for every like you get, that Brian gets a nickel.
I was going to say a dollar, but I guess if you only want to give me a nickel, I'll take a nickel. But yeah,
Brian gets a nickel for a like.
You go on like our page and I get paid.
Yeah. Are you on the Twitter machine yet?
Our superintendent is on the Twitter machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tweets out course conditions and cool photos of the golf course all the time.
Yeah.
So
all those social platforms, you gotta be up. You gotta be hip to the new technology.
Oh man, we're so hip. We're so down.
Listen to him. He's so down with it. Now, don't grab that mic and drop it, though.
No.
Those are expensive microphones.
I'm not going to do a mic drop.
Telephone number, in case you need to get
a phone number at the golf shop is 360-734-6435.
Always good seeing you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill.
That is Brian Krulak. I'm going to call him the executive director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course. We'll continue with Community Connection here in just a moment. KGMI News Talk 790. KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Yeah, those are our platforms.